This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And on with us this morning, John Cruz. You've gotten used to hearing him as host of Northwest Outdoors Radio Sunday mornings. But there's more to John Cruz, and we're going to talk with him now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So for a year and a half or so, we've had Northwestern Outdoors Radio on Sunday mornings, but we're adding another program, America Outdoors Radio, on Saturday mornings now at 5 a.m. How long have you been doing both of these?
So Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we kicked that off back in 2008, and America Outdoors Radio, we started in the summer of 2016. So one is a regional show and one is a national show.
Talk about your background and why you're interested in the outdoors, especially in terms of radio.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, my father was actually a fisheries biologist in Oregon and eventually became the state director of fisheries for Oregon back in the early 1970s. And so I grew up going to fish hatcheries and going fishing with my dad and then eventually duck hunting as well and just fell in love with the outdoors. And I definitely credit my father for all of that.
Wow.
And then I decided in college that I wanted to be a writer and actually enrolled in Eastern Washington University because they had a creative writing program. And one of the professors was Patrick McManus, the guy who wrote all those funny books about the outdoors. And my first year in college, they cut out the creative writing program and half the English department so that they could have a better football team, which did pay off down the road, but it wasn't so good for my writing career. So fast forward, I go into the Army, and I become a police officer, but I never lost my love for writing. And so in 2001, my father and I went to Canada, and we went on this great trip where we flew to remote lakes and rivers, and I decided I've got to write about this, and I got the story published in a magazine, and the bug was there. And so I started writing and eventually fell into radio, and here we are today.
Wow. So this area that we're in the Umpqua Valley, of course, world-renowned for fishing, well-known for a lot of outdoor interest, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to add the other program into the mix here, because this is kind of like ground zero of people getting outdoors.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you've got some of the probably the best wild turkey hunting in the entire Northwest. You've got great elk hunting. You've got great bass fishing. You know, when the steelhead runs are good, you've got the best steelhead runs on the Umpqua. I mean, there's a lot going on in Douglas County, that's for darn sure. So we're thrilled to go ahead and share the outdoors with folks that definitely love the outdoors and know what it's all about.
So on Saturday mornings, talk about what America Outdoors Radio, what kind of topics and things you're going to cover.
So America Outdoors Radio is much more of a hook and bullet show than Northwestern Outdoors Radio. So it's pretty much fishing, hunting, conservation. So, for example, this week we're going to be talking to a gentleman named Richard Darnaset, and he's going to tell you about a place called Topaz Lake. I'd never heard of it before this week, and it's located down in the Sierra Nevadas, just about 40 minutes south of Carson City, and it's this great winter fishery for all sorts of trout, mainly rainbow trout, but all sorts of other trout. So he's going to tell you all about that, which is kind of a cool thing. I love discovering new places. Then we're going to talk to Jared Wicklin. He's with Pheasants Forever, and they're having their annual Pheasant Fest going on in Minneapolis, and he's going to kind of break down day by day what's going on there. And as you're well aware, it's been a winter, and there's been a lot of snow in a lot of places, especially in the Midwest, and it's really affecting pheasant populations. And we're going to ask the question, you know, should we feed pheasants? Should we put out corn? Should we put out feed for these birds? And he's going to have some pretty compelling arguments against that I think you're going to want to hear. It was a real, really compelling argument that I'd never heard before.
Interesting. Well, it'll give folks kind of a broader sense of how the outdoors works in other parts of the country. I mean, a lot of people that explore the outdoors here may have visited lots of other locations, but not necessarily to do outdoors type activities.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think the conservation angle goes beyond one specific place. You know, and actually some of the stories do as well. So we do also do product reviews. That's something else that's coming up as we're talking to Josh Warren at WorkSharp. And, of course, WorkSharp is located in Ashland, Oregon, but it's this company that makes knife and tool sharpeners that are sold all over North America. And he's at SHOT Show, the big trade show that goes on in Las Vegas every year. And he'll kind of tell you about what's new and what some of the best sellers were in 2022.
Wow. And of course, Lars Larson's been doing his program from SHOT Show this week. A lot of interest in that. And we're not that far off. In fact, I think we're about a month away, maybe even closer, with the great outdoor show here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds that brings in folks from all over the place. And that's where you definitely can tell just how big the interest in all these things is here in the Umpqua Valley.
Oh, yeah. Joe Pate puts on some great shows, and we always have Joe Pate on every year to talk about him. We'll be doing that the next couple weeks on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, too, between what he does in Eugene and Roseburg and down in the Medford area. He puts on some good stuff.
Is there a particular outdoor activity that is your favorite?
No, I'm kind of a generalist, and I think folks that have listened to Northwestern Outdoors know this about me. I'm not an expert. You know, I like to do a lot of things, but I'm not an expert. And so what I try to do is get experts on the line and ask the questions that the everyman enthusiast or even person who's never done the thing before would ask this person. And that's what I try to share on the air.
And one of the things I've noticed some mornings listening to the Northwest program, and it'll be interesting to hear it on the America Outdoors radio program, is some of these folks, for instance, fishing guides that know some areas so specifically well that, you know, I'm kind of struck by the level of their knowledge and wondering, gosh, does anybody know more about this area than this particular person? Because they go into very graphic detail about exactly, where fishing areas are and things to know about them. And folks that really put a lot of effort into really knowing their craft.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it's funny. If you've never fished with a guide before, you might think of yourself as a good angler, and then you go with a guide and realize, okay, they're on an entirely different level than most of us are. And they do know this because they're out there, you know, like at least 90 days a year, if not 180 or even 270 days a year. And they've just got their little area, you know, their part of the river, their part of the lake, completely dialed in. And being able to share that with listeners so that they can up their own game, you know, it's something that I love to do.
Wow. So America Outdoors Radio, it starts this weekend, Saturday mornings at 5. We continue with Northwestern Outdoors Radio Sunday mornings at 5. And very excited to have the additional show on starting this weekend.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled that you're adding America Outdoors Radio, and it's just fantastic that we can now offer 2 hours of outdoors programming every week on News Radio KQEN.
Yeah, it's going to be great to listen to 5 a.m. A lot of folks that are into all these activities are already up by then anyway, and so it'll be good. John Cruz on with us, out of time for now, but John, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Really appreciate it.
8:40 at the Morning Report.